Blog Talk Radio.
make musicians always explain tonight, and I tell you what, we had a hell of a celebration here in New Mexico. We told the governor to go F herself, and the entire state lit fireworks, and the mayor of Grant, New Mexico, Mayor Hicks, went on his rampage and told his Democrat council members to go F themselves, and he was throwing chairs at them. But anyway, hey, it's a good weekend, so how's it going, Russell? We're just not with
it's going
I hope
good.
You're going to...
It's going good, brother. Man, had a great 4th of July. Governor Abbott pulled his stupid shit, so Texans in their own way telling him to go fuck himself, lit up this city unbelievably. I swear to God,
right.
you would have thought you were in Syria friggin' Saturday
right.
night.
Oh, I hear you. Same way up here in New Mexico, the governor, you know, said nobody was to light fireworks or anything like that. Well, the entire state said, go F yourself. And they were showing it on the news camera where they have cameras everywhere. Fireworks everywhere, man. And you remember Mayor Hicks? We had one of his cabinet members on the show, Sammy. And Mayor Hicks went off on his own party. He told them to go F themselves, and he was throwing chairs at them. He says, you're not counseling the people 4th of July. They have their parade and everything up there. So you go, Mayor Hicks. You go.
Yeah. Hey, you may have a little bit too much on your mic there. You're getting a little like
I got
or something.
How's that?
That's a lot better.
Okay, I had it on.
Yeah, yeah. And before we go any further, I've just got to say, I absolutely love and adore our Israeli compadres. They have been kicking Iran squarely in the ass, quietly and effectively. Now, this last this last big explosion at their centrifuge manufacturing hole there, man, went up like a cheap Christmas tree, and I loved it, man. The Israeli press is
you don't
like,
even hear the media talking about. Yeah.
Maybe we did.
Oh, yeah, it has. Well, Atlanta, Georgia, they're on a state of emergency right now. Apparently, there's a bunch of armed black militias out there. We thought there was the Black Panthers, but they're not. And I'm thinking it's the Muslims militias that's up there creating some holdup and scenes out there in Atlanta, Georgia. They're stopping people, white people, and asking them for reparations and stuff. Believe it or not.
I don't know. There's a bunch of these supposedly armed idiots running around. We got some threatening to take over Texas. FANC or FACN or something.
Oh,
they're armed and they're highly trained and stuff. Well, I took a look at some of those pictures and I tell you, I was not impressed. Probably the one picture seen the most. The really big black guy carrying the pistol with the drum mag.
Oh yeah.
That was a .22 converted AR, and he already had a jam. The bolt didn't go home because he had a round jammed in the fucking going into the chamber there, man, and he had a $39 Wish.com friggin' tactical vest on, and that's the vest they got.
Well, you know that's cheap made, right? Everything on Wish is very. You know everything that you buy from Wish is very cheap made, right? So the vest is probably not even the real thing.
Probably made in China.
Yeah.
I mean, has anybody noticed that the GOP is not doing anything? The military.
Oh, yeah, they've been quiet.
The Obama promotions in the military and stuff like that are fighting Trump, fighting their commander. You know, we've got more hoaxes come out, one thing and another.
Right.
And the GOP is just. the GOP is deathly quiet because I will tell you why, ladies and gentlemen, they have had their chains jerked by their corporate bankster and elite owners. Sit back, shut up, and don't do anything to help, and that's exactly what you're seeing. So once again, as we told you,
most of them are scared out of their minds right now because of the black book that Maxwell has on, you know. So they're probably freaking out about now.
Well, as I said, you know, we've said Tobes said a million times, they're owned. There's not a two-party system. And if you think the Republicans are going to save you, make a donation to the Pie in the Sky Fund payable to Gunny at BR459.
Right. Well, it's like I told Steve Pierce, you know, a couple of days ago, I called and talked to him, and I told him, I says, where's your all balls at? You got to say you want to do this and do that. And back to people, but I go, where's your balls at? You ain't getting a shit and thing for the people. And he got quiet. And I go, besides that, he goes, would you like to donate to the GOP? I go, fuck you, I don't want to donate to your GOP. I go, throw you some fucking balls and start doing something.
Yeah,
that's what I told you. You know, and everything. It makes them mad, but they got to hear it, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I tell you what, this thing with Maxwell, though, I don't think she's going to last because they got her in the same presidential museum. And I'm already seeing suicide. What do you see there, Christopher?
Oh, see, I can't believe they're extraditing her to New York when she's probably the most endangered witness the FBI has ever had. She should be she should be under protective custody in a friggin' safe house somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're guaranteeing her. You heard the mice, you know. So I don't understand that train of thought, but what that does show you is just how far the deep states run. Because, yeah, we're going to give her to New York. They'll kill her, and maybe this stuff will go away then. And that's exactly where they're at.
Yep, pretty much. And, you know, Gene, I'm hearing, you know, a lot of there's already a suicide over it. One of the actors that was named on the list jumped off his 27-story suite, and he killed himself up there in Hollywood. So, you know, as the song says, free falling.
Yeah, and then you had the black actress from England come out, and I haven't fully been able to follow up on that. She came out and she made a confession and is talking now, and she said that Oprah Winfrey pimped her out like a whore to Harvey Weinstein.
What did I say the other day about that? But Oprah Winfrey, but even Aunt Hurricane Ann didn't believe it.
Well, I believe, you know, we see that.
I've been heard about her for years.
I'm not gonna believe it till they start getting arrested, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that happening. I'm gonna stay skeptical.
Right. Well, her name, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, all of them are on dirt, you know, Tom Hanks, all of them are on this team list. But like you said, I ain't gonna believe it either till I see anything happen, but you know, who knows, bro? Who knows? Whatever, some are already committing suicide and some are resigning. You know, the police were fast. She resigned Friday and everything as soon as she got arrested and stuff. But I don't know. I see probably by the 11th of July she'll be suicided. That's my thought on it.
I don't know, but America should be, we should be raised in 9 kinds of hell, to our elected officials. Not that they're going to do anything, but that is just absolutely the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. Here is the witness that could absolutely just bring down Pizzagate and all these bad actors and for all these crimes against children and stuff. And what does Ray and the FBI do? Extradite her to the same New York prison where friggin' Epstein was murdered? Come on.
And they already said that she's tested positive for COVID-19, so you know they're going to get ready, you know.
I haven't heard that about COVID-19. Bottoms is her name. Lets her city get burnt down. Crime rates go through the ceiling. A young child was murdered there this weekend. And all of a sudden today, she comes down with COVID-19. I'm not buying it.
Right. Something's up with that. I don't know why. But she needs to be held responsible for all the crimes. And I agree with the people that were taking that, too. You know, she needs to be held accountable. Especially, you know, that she's calling for these protesters to block the roads with, you know, the two women that were killed up there and everything. And they were killed by a black person. He was scared for his life. You know, and everything. But they were trying to blame the Trump supporters and everything for that. But it turned out it wasn't true.
Well, there's just so much shit going on right now. And like we told everybody all along that it's just going to get worse, and it's just going to get worse. And it's going to be absolutely too much to keep up with, you know. You've got armed militant groups marching around now they're threatening the militias, the state. The police state is going after not these guys burning down statues, threatening to kill white people, threatening this, threatening that. No, they're going after your constitutional and legal militias as terrorists and the problem here. So anybody who stands up to these thugs is a problem to the government. So, what does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen?
Right, and to clarify some things up, I thought it was the Black Panthers, but they're not. They're a Muslim militia, if you remember, Russell. We were talking about them a while back, and they're the ones that's going out, desecrating some of the statues and everything. But this is a Muslim militia. The blacks. And they're from New York. What were they called, Russell? They're the ones who attacked that Jewish community district. Same group.
I don't remember what they were called, dude. I do not. That was a while back, though, so I probably slept since then.
Their names are off the top of my head, but I can't pronounce it. But everybody was thinking it was their Black Panthers doing this up there up in Georgia. No, it's not. It's not them. They're racial and stuff. They're not that. They won't go that far.
Well, I don't know, man. Black Panthers have been threatening people everywhere, man. BLM, of course, Antifa, and those clowns. Believe it or not, for as sad as a bunch they are, they're probably the most dangerous at this point because they're stupid enough to throw Molotov cocktails and run, stab somebody from behind and stuff like that. And of course, now I heard some crying, this and that and stuff. y'all got to stop posting the videos of these things. They're arresting us. People are going to jail for 10 years and You know?
Get the shit and we won't post your photos. Right?
Really?
And here's the other thing that bugged me, Russell. You know, Trump, you know, he was at Mount Rushmore, and I watched that whole thing. That was the most beautiful thing I ever seen. You know, and everything. Well, now we got the Dakotas up there. He's on stolen land. But when Obama was there, that was majestic and magical. You know, well, let me tell you all something. Especially you Native American Indians. Mount Rushmore was purchased and bought. Nothing was stolen. So get over yourself.
Well, that is true. But, I mean, if you want to talk about that, the Lakotas stole it from the Sioux. Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what are you going to do
about
that?
And besides that, Russell, they also had slaves, too. They had white slaves back in the day. They raped women. They killed.
So they
owe us reparations. What do you think? They owe us reparations for our ancestors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, what's won in war and what's won in battle is just what it is, man. To the victors go the spoils, you know. So I don't know what to tell you about that, man. You lose, the price to lose.
Right,
you know?
Right.
They didn't give any participation trophies back then, and they did keep score.
Right. But, you know, this is history, though. I mean, good people would actually sit down and read the history, but they would learn all this stuff. But they weren't even born yet, and they're crying and bitching. They're on stolen land. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know.
Some Democrat out today, I just caught a glimpse of it, and I wish I could say who it was, but it just won't pop into my head right now. But some Democrat came out and said today that the Democratic Party needs to change their name because of their racist history.
Oh, I saw that. I know who you're talking about. I saw that. And he got a bunch of backlashes over that, too. I know exactly who you're talking about. I saw that, too. That sounds like our Mayor Hicks. He did the same thing up there. You know, he's a hardcore Democrat, but he's one of those rare Democrats, you know, that very rare Democrat is sitting there for you.
Yeah, that is true.
Those are very rare.
But I do think there's I don't know, man. There's some stuff going on.
When you're
on
seeing other Democrats turning on each other, the rest of that should tell you something. You know?
Well,
especially when they're throwing chairs and everything at you.
they don't have anything going for them whatsoever. They're trying to do this through force and intimidation. And I promise you, if we make it to the election, you're going to see these characters over there at the polls and stuff trying to intimidate voters, and nobody will do anything about it. So if they post up, the militia's going to have to post up, and then it's just going to get ugly. I'm telling you, I don't think we can get away. I really don't think we can get away from this thing, brother. I don't think so either.
Well, the good news is that the Supreme Court today ruled in favor that, you know, how they were trying to abolish the Electoral College and all this and get the popular vote. Well, the Supreme Court ruled in favor that you have to have the popular vote in the election. So,
they did what?
They ruled in favor that, you know, how these Democrat states wanted to cancel out the popular vote and let them, you know, do their real votes here and there and not. Well, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of us to have the popular vote, as it always has been. It's illegal for the states to choose their own popular vote.
That doesn't make any sense, Joseph. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Okay. Well, do you remember when the Democratic Party and all the blue states tried to cancel out the popular vote?
No, they didn't want to cancel out the popular vote. They wanted to have the popular vote win the election as opposed to the Electoral College.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway,
the Supreme Court tossed it out and it said no.
Good, good. Well, that's
what I meant to say.
We still don't have to fight him every step of the way on this mail-in balloting. And Jesus, you can't pick off. I don't care where you get your news, you know, out of the UK, which does some pretty good covers. There's OANN, One American News Network, that still does real good. But you can't flip on anything like that that gives you the real news anywhere and not hear about. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 Democrats a day that is getting arrested for these mail-in ballots.
Even chopping it up on Facebook or something, you're seeing it, you know, voter fraud, mail-in ballots, you know, and even the courts decided against that too and said, nope, can't have mail-in ballots, you know, so, but let's try that here in New Mexico, Russell, during the last primaries, and it didn't work. People who voted Republican had their party changed to Democrats. I mean, it was a total mess and everything. So that's why
that is absolutely nothing but a way for them to try to steal the election. I mean, you know, if you got to put on a fucking mask to go vote, that would probably be the only reason I would put. But there's your, you know, if masks are that effective and you can wear them in the stores and stuff, there ain't a reason in the world why you can't wear them to the voting booth.
Right.
Am I wrong?
No, you're perfectly right. I mean, here in New Mexico, they just made it mandatory Friday that if you get caught without a mask anywhere, even in public, it's $100 fine for 6 months of jail. And I was like, what the fuck? And then the governor made this law back. The governor cannot choose the law. It has to go into legislation. And I can't get nobody to understand. But the governor says,
it's not that they don't understand, it's that they're all scared and they're fucking cowards and they're going to do what the government tells them to do because they're pussies.
Yep.
So, check
this out. Saturday was over at Walmart. And so, you know, you got to stand in line early, 5 or 6 people in at a time ahead. Well, this girl that was checking people. You know, checking people and everything. She was it, and the Mexicans go in, not wearing a mask, but making the white people go in. Saying, you can't go in unless you have a mask. But we're like, wait a minute, you're allowing the Mexicans to go in there without a mask. Although you're discriminating.
Well, here where I am, Walmart, as much as I dislike Walmart, I've been going there because I have not been asked to put on a mask at Walmart.
Right. Well, you're not mandatory there. We're mandatory over here now.
Our Chinese-owned governor, Abbott, Greg Hot Wheels Abbott there, made it a mandate Of course, in Texas, pretty much, go fuck yourself. I went into one of my favorite watering holes today, and I didn't have to wear a mask in there, and I don't have to wear one at the Walmart and Katie here, and there's a few places out there, but anything that's Hagee owned, all these convenience stores and shit, they've all lost their fucking mind. I don't know about HEB. I have not been to HEB in a week or so, so I don't know about them.
I know there's only a couple places here where it's Family Dollar and Lowe's, Truck Stop. You don't have to wear a mask. They won't make you wear one. You know,
yeah,
they're like, fuck the governor. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so, but, I mean, this is ridiculous. It's like Mayor Hicks said, it's all nothing but a fear tactic to put the fear of God in people. And he's right.
Oh, yeah, that's all it is, man. I swear to God, that's all it is. You know, and it's all scare tactics. And people are so freaking compliant to this shit. I mean, I'm just stunned, man. And it kind of pissed me off because you hear all these people, all these digital warriors and chairboard rangers. Oh my God, that's unconstitutional. We got to rise up. We got to stand. And what do? They throw their fucking mask on when they walk out the door. And they can all kiss my shiny
right.
Red, white, blue ass.
You know what I do, brother? I walk right in there. What can they do? I walk in there with my mask on, but I pull it off as soon as I go in the store. Nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
And if they lay hands on you, you got the right to protect yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't, I just, man, this stuff just really trips me out.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
Wow. I mean.
I know, brother.
I can't even describe how disappointed I am in the American people, man. I'm just like fucking flabbergasted, bro.
You and me both. I mean, even my mom, you've all heard me talk about her. She's liberal, believe it or not. Her and I got into it the other day about the mask. So I go, Mom, this is nothing but a scare tactic. Stop buying into it. She goes, you think it's a fake? I go, no, the virus is real, but it's not like what they're saying, making it out to be. I go, I had the virus back in February.
Yeah. I wish Hurricane Ann was on tonight, man, because my beautiful white witch there in on Padre Island there, Texas, man, she sent me a deal today, a Q thing about that the stuff on the calls being some kind of time travel or whatever, man. And it was pretty interesting, but I was like, and I guess because it came from Q, they just believe it all, man, hook, line, and sinker. But, I mean, I'm not saying that it's possible, but
what the government has nowadays, who knows?
I found that pretty amusing, and like I said, if they found Tesla stuff, his papers, and I thought all that stuff was destroyed, years ago. But if it wasn't, if they found some of his stuff somewhere or whatever like that, that could be very interesting, because the man was...
Yeah.
Way, way, way ahead of anything that was around at that time, man. And I'd just like to know how much of that is truth and how much of it is myth, you know?
Right.
I think it'd be interesting.
I think we did a show on something similar to that, and that was about a couple of years ago and everything. Kind of like the Mandela effect, you know, and stuff. But It's interesting to study, but I know the government was experimenting with some stuff like that, and who knows?
Yeah.
Exactly. Who knows? Well, remember that time traveler we had call on the show once, about a year ago?
Yeah. Oh,
he said he was from the future.
Yeah. I do remember that, man. I do remember
You know, we've had them. But I tell you, I don't know, dude. I have to agree with you. If we make it to the elections and everything, I want to say 50-50.
If I had to make the forecast right now, I'd say we're going to take another huge hit on something in September. I mean, like rock the country kind of stuff. And then I say the day after the election, it all comes unravels.
Yep. Because you're going to see the shit hit the fan. I kind of see that too. Because the formula and everything works right there. And it's, you know, like you said, the swamp rats and everybody, they're going to take us down with them no matter what. And that's what they're doing right now. You know?
Yep. Yep, yep, exactly, man. And like you know, we've been saying all along, this is the last desperate full frontal assault from the deep state, the elitists, and their handlers. And I mean, they're not going to stop. You got to understand, people. They're not going to stop because the only thing they got in their future, if they lose, is probably the gallows. So, you know, it's serious stuff to them, and they're not going to stop.
They're taking them down with it. Yeah, they're taking all this down, man, let me tell you. I mean, you know, why do you think they want the vaccine shot so bad for everybody? To kill you all.
Well, I mean, look, they're already training the people to wear, well, you can't go in here and you can't go in there if you don't have a mask. You have to comply. If you want to, you know, shop, if you want to do, you know, take care of your normal business, go to the bank, you must comply. So, and I said this, and you know I said it, and I've been saying it forever, when they have this vaccine, all right? And now, vaccine, the average vaccine has about a 35 to 40% effective rate, okay? So vaccines are joking themselves to begin with. But I'm going to guarantee you, if you don't have an ID card saying that you've been vaccinated or chipped or whatever the deal may be, they're going to, it's going to end up being like the biblical mark of the beast. You won't be able to do anything. One thing I did notice today, Joseph, that was really strange, they are trying hard to do away with cash under this coronavirus. When I was in Walmart today, I checked out and stuff, and I got me some cash, and I wanted to break a 20, right? So I went to three different registers and asked, "Can you do? Oh no, we can't open our register and stuff." And I said, "What? You're gonna tell me that I just got cash here and I can't get change because you can't open?" And the lady called her manager over there, and they gave it to me. But I mean, if I wouldn't have thrown a friggin' fit, they wouldn't have done it. They're trying to do away with cash right now at Walmart. So there's your digital currency. I'm telling you about right there.
I went to McDonald's this morning to get some breakfast and everything ordered. And you know, normally I give them cash, but they wouldn't take that. I have to drive it. They had their little cash card, the digital machine there, right outside, and you had to slip the card right in there. I'm like, really? What the fuck? You know?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, this is a big push, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And right now, evil is winning this. You know why evil is winning right now, ladies and gentlemen? Because you, the good people out there that cry, stand up and do something, we've got to fight back. You know what? Y'all aren't doing anything, ladies and gentlemen.
Trump gave the word on his speech. He said we all got to stand up and we got to stand firm and fight. That was the word. Well, everybody was like, where are they all at, Russell? Where are they all at?
Well, Well, and you, if you want to know, I followed Friday and Saturday just to see what was coming up because it was the 4th of July, Independence Day, that kind of stuff. I tracked about 5 or 6, 7 different media outlets a day, all day long, and stuff like that. And I distinctly heard a call to arms from our president.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a call of arms from Bargino, from Judge Janine, and Mark Levin saying, "Got to stand up and fight."
Yep. Even General Flynn.
General Flynn came out and said, "We've got to stand up and fight now, or they're going to take over the country." I mean, we have a call to arms, ladies and gentlemen, and you better decide what's more important to you, your freedom, the freedom of your children and your grandchildren, or that little pile of shit you think you own that ain't nothing, all right, that they'll take from you when that they'll take from you when you comply. So, you know, you kind of shit it get off the rod.
Well, Russell, why do you think CNN was out re-editing what Trump said at Mount Rushmore?
Yeah,
you know, that's where he gave the order. Now, I was on the Christian Heathen's live feed. We were all watching it together. I said, "There's the call right there." One of my friends was like, "What call did I? What I missed it?" I go, "The call to stand up and fight."
No, the correct terminology is a call to arms. I mean, we were told by our commander in chief that we have to stand up and we have to fight these thugs, as he called them, the leftists, the socialist revolution. I mean, he threw all the words out there. He wouldn't have been shy, but he was calling the American people to arms, period.
Why do you think the media went nuts over that? Oh my God, he's making the radical left look like a bunch of thugs and everything. He's calling us this and calling us that. He's a bad person. What do you think? That's the reason why they're freaking out because he did that.
Oh yeah, exactly, man.
Yeah.
And there's been and there's starting to be confrontations. Between the militia and the violent protesters and stuff like that, you know. These protesters think they're going to get in the faces of these patriots and militia and scream at them in their face isn't going to happen. Well, they found out this ain't the police and we don't take our marching orders from anyone except President of the United States of America.
Right. Oh, I watched quite a few videos over the last couple of days where Antifa and them got their asses handed by the militia.
Yeah,
you know?
So we're just somebody being a careless with a match from this thing going up, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said, I don't condone violence. I'm peaceful by choice. I prefer peace. I'd just soon be left alone with my coffee, my whiskey, and my cigars, and I really don't give a fuck what the world does, as long as you don't fuck with me. But just because I'm peaceful and don't condone violence doesn't mean I've forgotten.
I'm the same way, brother. I'm the same way. I mean, I know if it comes down to it, me, you, and Virgil, we got each other's back. You know, I know that without a doubt. And if I had to call somebody, it'd be you two. They didn't call Marlita, you know, and everything. But yeah, if I have to, you know, I'm 60 years old and I'm at a
Carmelita. I haven't heard anything from her in a couple of days.
She was mad as hell. She called me this morning. She was mad as hell because she thought she had the house sold, but it backfired on them and everything. So she did call in on the show, but she just hung it up. So, but you know, Carmelita is another one I know. Lucretia would have our back. We would have her back, you know. And but here's the thing is, all of you all need to get off your lazy asses and get out there and start doing something. Quit waiting for us to do it for you.
Well, I mean,
that's
you're not going to have any choice. You're not going to have any choice, ladies and gentlemen. So I would strongly suggest, and I do mean this from the core of my being, that this is only going to get worse, and you better talk to your neighbors. You better talk to the people around you, and y'all better have some kind of understanding or some kind of plan together where y'all are going to help each other and have each other back. If not, you're going to be robbed, burned, raped, murdered, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You better get busy.
Start planning. That's what we've been doing up here, Russell. I got four neighbors, you know, right next to me over here. We're spread apart, but we know each other. You know, my nearest neighbors is about 5 or 10 miles down the road. I know them. So,
yeah,
we got things planned out. When the shit goes down, you know, we'll be there for each other. But I tell you what, let somebody else come up here, fuck around and see what happens. We've had them try already. We've had people come up here and try already.
Like I said, there's absolutely no telling where these idiots are going with this stuff, but I don't think it's going to be anything nice. It's better to be prepared and say, you dodged a bullet on that, thank you, Jesus. It's worked out way better than anybody saw coming. Than to not be prepared, not be ready.
Well, here's the thing with that,
and find yourself.
Here's the thing with that. God's given us the opportunity. That's why he's kind of holding the court down for us. But he's given us that opportunity. When are the people going to take it?
To finish my thought, ladies and gentlemen, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. So, please, for your own safety, do something. Get organized. Do something, ladies and gentlemen, please.
You're going to get caught with your pants down. I mean, you've seen a little bit of it with this pandemic when it started. Think about it when it's full scale.
Yeah.
That should have been a lesson there.
Obviously, it wasn't. But
right. Well, thankfully, I'm starting to restock up again, you know. But I tell you what, I got caught a little bit off guard, but not by much, you know. But now with this break that we've had, I'm kind of restocking up just in case. So we've been stalking this time around.
You should always keep stuff on hand for any kind of emergency. That's just good common sense, and that's something all of our all the previous generations did and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, shoot, man. Grandma and the aunts and stuff, they had stuff canned that was in there for ever and ever, man, and it was good. Mm-hmm. They break it out, rotate it out. It doesn't take a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to have to find somebody that's a gardener because I can't grow shit.
Right. I got about 10 acres. I've been trying to pick a spot where I can plant a garden next year and everything, but it's not that hard, really.
You can get a fall garden in this year.
Oh yeah. But well, I gotta weed out all the weeds and everything back up in there. But it's just me and everything. So imagine working 10 acres by yourself.
Where's Virgil tonight? Is he driving?
I think he's driving, or he might be in trouble again. you know. So I haven't even seen him on Facebook all day. So, but you know, but I don't know anymore, Russell. I mean, we're telling everybody what to do and how to prepare and everything. So hopefully they're listening to us, you know.
Well, one can always hope so. One can always hope, brother. And
right.
I mean, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, you best have a way to defend yourself. It's going to be
yep.
of the utmost importance in the coming days. And like I said,
yep.
You heard your president do a call for arms. You heard several of the big name talking heads, conservatives, libertarians do the same thing. We are in a battle, and it just hasn't become full blown yet. But it's going to, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to.
Yep.
You need to put your mind that, accept that, and get ready. You know, prepare to defend yourself, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what?
You know,
as you're seeing now, ladies and gentlemen. The police are demoralized. They ain't answering any calls. They're being ordered by mayors and police chiefs not to answer some calls. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's absolutely ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
I shit you not.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready.
Yeah, you can't blame them. You can't blame the cops for not wanting to, because look at the shit they're going through.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Hell, man, I wouldn't go out there with a target on my back. You know, defund the police and all that stuff going on. I mean, it's just...
And what's funny about that, they say defund the police, but yet when shit gets done to them, oh, call the cops, we need the cops over here.
Yeah, I saw that, man.
Yeah.
Call the popo. But wait, y'all guys hate the po-po, man.
Right.
You want to call them, man. Y'all want to defund them. They're all evil.
Right. So it doesn't make no sense.
No, not a bit of sense, brother. Not a bit of sense whatsoever.
You know.
But this
so.
Is the world we live in, so it is what it is,
yeah.
I guess.
Yep. But I tell you, you know, it's... I feel bad for a lot of these officers out there. I really do. But, you know.
Oh, I do.
I do.
Go ahead. Don't get me wrong. There's not some officers out there that shouldn't be wearing a badge. But, you know what? There's
mm-hmm.
bad apples in anything you do. And should there be a way to track the bad ones? Yeah. I could probably go something
mm-hmm.
like that. But as far as defunding them, and make them all out to be racist and all this other stuff. It's just ridiculous. Most of them are no different
mm-hmm.
than you or I. They go out there every day to earn a living to feed their families, and they're just
mm-hmm.
good stand up with any of the rest of us. And I
mm-hmm.
support
them. And they're human beings. And they're human beings, I mean. You know, I got some friends of mine that are up here that are cops and everything, and it's just, you know, and it's sad to see them go through what they're going through.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You know, it's nothing.
It really
is. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's absolutely, I don't know, man. You know, it's just things are so out of kilter now, brother, that nothing makes any sense. You know, and these BLM demonstrators went back to that couple's house in St. Louis again. The cops wouldn't come to their aid. They told them to run away, let them burn your shit. It is just, and the funny part of it is, that couple, they were Democrats, big time liberal Democrats.
Yeah. Yep. Well, the story behind that, there was a photo that came out. Well, one of those Black Lives Matter had a rifle pointing at the lady. That's why she pulled her gun out.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, people are going to.
You know. Even they're
waiting
at it.
I think they've underestimated, man. They're not in the geez, I hate to use that word. They're not in the ghetto inner city shit anymore, man. You're out in the burbs. You're going out into the rural area, and people will defend their shit, and they will shoot you.
Same thing up here. You come up here, we'll shoot your ass and bury you in the desert. You'll never be seen again.
Well, you know, it's just, I don't know, brother. I don't know, man. There ain't no getting away from what's coming. I do not believe.
Nope. Yeah. But you know who are the best preparers are the street people. You know, they're the homeless. They know what's going on. They're better prepared than we are.
Yeah, well,
I'm serious.
I see it all the time. They're used to living on nothing. And bringing that up, the next person that comes out and says to me, "Well, you know, we're all in this together." I'm just gonna throat punch.
Right, I'm with you on that too, because I get tired of hearing that. And what people don't understand about that phrase, Russell, that came from Nazi Germany.
Well, yeah,
when
they were not
the Jews.
Well, all this propaganda you're hearing. Oh, this, that, whatever, man. The death rate is down 36%, all right? The numbers may be up. They're doing more testing, you know, and the normal flu gets 45 to 65 million Americans a year. We're almost up to 3 million on this. Your survival rate, I don't know, it's something excruciatingly stupid now, like 99.4% survival rate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fucking flu, and you're letting these assholes just walk on the
curve
and turn you into sheep, and you're willingly accepting it. And I don't, as much as I run my mouth, I do not have to learn to explain disgusted I am with the American citizenry as a whole. I'm just sick of them. I'm just like, you don't want to listen?
There.
You want to be sheep?
Right.
Go ahead and die. March off to the camp. When they pull up there with the box cars and tell you, "All right, everybody, load up. We're taking you to the coronavirus safe camp." You're going to have a line, people fighting to get in the boxcars and shit. That's how friggin' stupid America has become, brother. Am I wrong?
Why do you think they got all those guillotines at those camps ready for?
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
You know?
And I can't betray you. I just, you know, Greg Abbott is done in Texas. He just threw away his career. He'll be remembered as one of the worst governors in Texas history. I mean,
so is the governor of New Mexico. She's ruined her. I mean, she totally destroyed this state. I mean, all and totally destroyed this state and, you know, and everything. So I'm surprised most of them ain't even locked up. You know, Bart said he was going to file charges on it. I don't see no fucking charges on these governors yet. What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, you know, Maxwell and stuff, they're going to see to it that they have other opportunity in the world to suicide her, you know, and
I say by the 11th, you'll be suicidal.
Somebody needs to tell me what earthly reason could there be for her not being in protective custody, being kept in a safe house somewhere for the wealth of information she had. Yet they're going to take her to a New York prison, the same one that friggin' Epstein didn't kill himself in, and they're going to keep her Let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
Let me finish. If that is not your deep state hard at work somebody explain to me exactly what it is. Please, somebody tell me what it is.
My thought would be, if you got somebody like that, put them in the Marines. Where is it called? The Marine, where they hold the jail or their prison, you know, down there, or their World Guard, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're not, you know, like I said, the last thing these people intend to do is protect her, and the last thing they want to see is her actually make it to a fucking court of law to testify against anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
There's your Christopher Wray, swamp creature running the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows it, Russell. Everybody knows it.
Yep. Well, mm-hmm. Just sad.
Hey, it's that time, brother. Do you want to keep going, or do you want to call it a night?
Yeah, let's just call it, brother. I got to work in the morning. I still got to walk these nuts and stuff, so. Hello? Joe? Are you there, Joseph? America, it seems like we lost Joseph there. Hopefully he'll be popping back up here in a second. Pretty sure we're going to be close. There he is.
Yeah, sorry, I lost you there for a minute. But, yeah, getting close to that time, you want to keep going, or?
Yeah, I've actually got to work tomorrow, and I still got to walk the mutts and stuff, so. I'll probably call it an evening, brother.
All right, same here. We'll come back on tomorrow. And also, we want to say our condolences to Charlie Gunn's family. May he rest in peace. He was a true patriot, man. He passed away last night and everything. So, we're going to miss his music.
Yes, we will, man. Yeah. That was a true American icon who loved his country. And, you know, God bless him. Condolences and peace to his family. And, and I don't know what else to say, man. It's a great American loss right there. So, anyway, good night, America. Keep your heads on the swivel. And remember, you'll only need your weapon once and not have it. So, be safe out there. Stay frosty. Gunny out.
All right, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all stay tuned. And for all you parlor listeners, thank you for everything. Good night, everybody.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.